What does it say about your hockey club? They gave it the goal with 7 seconds left, but then go right after in overtime to get the win.
Well, you just—I think we've had enough success in overtime that it's not a devastating event for us. Lots of confidence. We've put ourselves in a position here with enough wins that you don't have to ride that emotional roller coaster that a game gets to if you're hanging on to a game and. And you give up a lead late. Doesn't happen to us very often. And then Shafley and Wheeler and Morrissey have a good little thing going on there, so they're feeling pretty confident.
What can you say about the way Morrissey's been able to fit in with those two in overtime?
Well, he's just a real smart guy. And I honestly think Josh could fit in with anybody, to be honest with you. He's a really smart player. But you have to have confidence in each other. And you know that Shafe's looking for him on the way up the ice. So he wants... A lot of times forwards won't pass necessarily to the defenseman, right? They'll look for each other. But they were looking for Mo on the way up again on that shot, and it's a good group.
Just read the block of games for Mark Schleifley. I mean, it looks like he's got 30 points, has lost 18.
Yeah.
Really elevated again.
He's almost at that playoff level that he was last year, you know, and big goals for us in New York and game winners and different places, you know, that read he made on that power play goal, instead of going into the slot on that rolling back door when Patty's high, that's a tough read for the defensive team. So he's just been great.
You got 8 wins combined from your backup goaltenders last year, Paul. You already have 7 from Lauren, and it's game 32. What does that say about what he's brought to your hockey club?
Yeah, he's been great. He's been great in high volume games. You know, on back to back, you're giving up some shots, and. He was outstanding. The best part of this game tonight was the goaltending at both ends of the rink was really, really good. And our guy was, you know, one better, so good on him.
Have you seen the tying goal? Was it screened, or did Lauren get a good look at it? Or
if it's screened, it's our guy screening him. It's a pretty heavy shot. We certainly will forgive him. He made enough saves in the other parts of the game. We won't worry about it too much.
Blake getting a lot more shots today, I think 7 through 2 periods. I mean, what does it add in that element? He's not just a playmaker only.
Well, I'd say something even more importantly. So on back-to-back nights, and the coach is grumpy that you're not shooting pucks, that's leadership. He's going to go out. He's still going to make all his plays, right? He's not going to shoot the puck as I'm telling him to. He's going to shoot the puck as he knows we need to. So he comes in and he pounds the puck and he sets the tone for the game the way it's supposed to be played on back-to-back, as simple as we can. It was not an easy night for us moving the puck. They played hard, good sticks, and it looked like a back-to-back. We spent some energy yesterday. It was more physical maybe than it looked from up top. There was some grinding in that game yesterday, and we had to push real hard to win it. So we came in a little, you know, you get into the hotel by 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. We weren't fresh tonight, but our goaltender gave us a chance to win, and we got some big-time plays by our A guys.
50 games to go. Western Conference, 1-8 of 9. I mean, is there any significance to that at all?
Absolutely none. Truly, I mean, it doesn't matter where you finish. You got you're all you're fighting to do is get into the top 8 and make sure that your game's right when you get there.